Another index, which is quite revealing, you just didn't hear about last month. The non-aligned countries had they account for about 80% of the population of the world. This is not a small group. They had two major meetings, one in Havana and one in Cartagena in Colombia, in which they came out with quite important statements, which were not published here. In fact, the Colombia meeting wasn't even mentioned. I had a friend do a database search on it. They came out with a strong condemnation of the neoliberal programs that are forcing them into poverty and suffering throughout the world. They came out very strongly against any form of sanctions, unilateral sanctions, and they strongly condemned what they called so-called humanitarian intervention, which is just a cloak for traditional imperialism in which the old imperial powers do what they feel like under a cloak of righteous moralism. Well, that's not the kind of thing you want to have on the front pages, so since it's only 80% of the world, we can forget about it. It wasn't reported. Well, that's part of what happened when the space for non-alignment disappeared. The interests of the South can be forgotten. They're of no concern anymore. Not that they were ever much concerned, but you had to worry about them when there were two superpowers around. In the 1960s, the non-aligned countries were strong enough to issue a call for what they called a new international economic order, a form of globalization, in other words, a form of globalization that would, as they described it, respond to the concerns and the needs of the overwhelming majority of the people of the world. And in fact, the United Nations, at that initiative, instituted its main economic planning and development unit, UNCTAD, UN Commission on Trade and Development, which technically still exists, but it's gone the way of every part of the United Nations that caters to some extent to the interests of the South, but essentially close to eliminated. It was formed in 1964 to develop programs for a form of global new international integration, what we call globalization, that would cater to the interests of most of the population of the world. Well, that wasn't going to go anywhere.